Kent Hollowoth is the finance chair of the Alberta Beef Producers. He's also a rancher in the Drumheller, Stettler, Big Valley area, and he joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Kent, thank you very much for joining us. Unfortunately, and it seems to be a little bit of a recurring theme, especially with a lot of it as far as food is concerned, but specifically beef prices seem to be going up right now, especially in the supermarket. Just a little bit of an icebreaker, please. Comments on the fact that, unfortunately, prices for beef are kind of getting high.
Yeah, no doubt they are, Keith. I mean, every industry is suffering from that, the impact of rising costs and inflation along the way. So we've felt it in the industry ourselves over the years. And now it's moving into the retail space, and it's for lack of better words, it's a tough one to pinpoint down for sure. So
it's kind of unfortunate that these beef prices and the meat prices have gone up, but from an Alberta beef producer's point of view, what can the Alberta beef producers try and do or try to help do to stabilize costs?
Well, to stabilize costs to the consumer, our hands are not virtually tied, but we're tied up, and the prices we're seeing right now are kind of the old supply and demand situation, eh? There's an increase of demand for beef, quality beef, not only in Alberta, Canada, Western Canada, and worldwide. So, but there's, you know, due to the drought in the last, since 21 and 23, our cow numbers have shrunk. So our supply, therefore, has also shrunk. And when we're, you know, the old rules of supply, when demand is great and supply is short, prices are high.
It is unfortunate. I also ask, again, from an Alberta beef producer's point of view, how much collaboration is happening between the government, stakeholders, ranchers like yourself, just the people in the industry in general, to try and make things work economically?
Well, for sure, you know, with the stakeholders, there's lots of talk about reducing our costs, our winter feeding costs, our dependence on machinery and move into a swath grazing or a bale grazing and just help limit our expenses. But, you know, the bottom line here is that every operation's got to be better than a break even or a negative margin business in order to keep the cow herd intact. And we're pushing the government. We're working with the government with improvements to business risk management plans and programs that can help stabilize our cow numbers and help increase our profitability in the cow industry and the cow calf industry. And, you know, if the farmers and ranchers are profitable and beyond a break even scenario, they're willing to expand. And then with expansion comes more numbers comes more supply. The supply, we you know, the cyclical events happen again. We have lots of supply. Beef prices will trickle down at the end user grocery retail site.
Do insurance costs and insurance premiums and insurance, refunds, for lack of a better term, is that helping in your mind, or is that making things a little bit of a hindrance?
Well, right now the cow calf man is, we're price takers. We're not price setters. So the price we're seeing for our calves at the market this year are phenomenal. It's great to see. But the one thing we don't really have is we don't really have a good insurance program to insure our costs or our price that we're going to receive versus or our production sort of thing, eh? To hedge your bets on so many pounds of production. So, you know, unlike some of the other sectors, they've got some pretty good insurance programs out there that'll cover them for their production losses, or I guess, for lack of better words, if they don't have losses, they're still covered, right? They're take advantage of yields and sell into the open market with their grain. We don't have that in the cow industry, in the cow calf industry. So there's no real way. We're pretty exposed as far as our way of ensuring our costs and our prices that are coming to us. So
from a rancher point of view, is that a possible idea for down the road, no matter how long that road might be?
Well, I think that road is a long one for us to march down, for lack of better words here, and we need to have adequate BRMs, business risk management tools, at our hand, so that we're able to stay in the black and maintain our cow herds. And if we're not profitable, there's two things that are going to happen. One is that the producer losing the money, he's going to get out, and we're kind of seeing that. I don't think these guys are losing money as much as before, but prices are really good. It's been around for 40 years, 50 years. He's cashing in. Young guys taking that spot, but them young guys need to be profitable. And somewhere along the line, we need some good insurance tools to help us stabilize our income so that we can remain profitable. And once we're profitable, then the cow herd will likely grow, and then we'll see that the beef prices, the supply, like I said earlier, supply will come up. And we're grateful for the demand that consumers have given the beef industry and stuck us out to keep with us and keep buying beef. It goes all the way back to the BSEs in 2003. There was a lot of people that stuck with the beef industry and ate a lot of beef to help us through that crisis there. And now people are still sticking with us. They're buying ground beef. They're buying maybe not many as steaks and roasts as before, but they're buying other cuts but still supporting the beef industry for sure.
Can't I ask, how optimistic are you at this particular point that there might be a possible light at the end of the tunnel, as it were, to hopefully help even costs out?
Yeah, I think once again it goes back to all that supply and demand situation, and when we see that there's money to be made at the cow calf end, then people are going to start retaining females. The cow herd will grow. It's not going to grow overnight. It's going to take 2 to 3 years for these heifers to get back bred and back into production and their offspring to hit the marketplace. But there is a light coming down the tunnel for the consumer and the price of beef. I'm sure it will. I'm sure there will be a day when it'll happen, that it'll be coming down in price in the store.
Kent Hollowoth is the finance chair of the Alberta Beef Producers. He's also a rancher in the Drumheller, Stettler, and Big Valley areas. Kent, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for reaching out.